Indicators associated with disorders of mood. Vegetative shift. Vegetative shift is a term used among mental health professionals to describe problems associated with depressive disorders. A vegetative shift occurs when vegetative signs shift or change. Critical vegetative signs include affect, energy, pleasure, appetite, sleep, and thoughts of suicide. A memory aid for indicators of vegetative shift is AEPAS. Affect, energy, pleasure, appetite, sleep, suicide. Use the AEPAS memory aid to document a shift in vegetative signs. A, an effect of sadness and poor concentration. Identify sad facial, postural, and emotional responses that last for weeks at a time and do not seem to fit the context. Sadness in clients may or may not be a response to something that has happened. Clients may show their depression through crying, becoming withdrawn and non-responsive, or becoming agitated and verbally and physically aggressive. E. Energy loss and fatigue. Write down the number of times clients are refusing to leave their beds, take care of activities of daily living such as bathing and dressing, and attend work or leisure activities. Include times when either constipation or incontinence occurs in relation to lacking energy to go to the bathroom. Include the number of hours clients spend sitting or lying down for long periods of time just watching TV or doing nothing. P. Pleasure or interest. Notice whether clients are no longer taking pleasure in activities they once enjoyed. Notice also when clients with bipolar disorder are cycling into manic or hyperactive state, when they may carry out pleasurable activities impulsively. In particular, monitor reckless behavior in spending money and sexual activity. A. Appetite changes. Appetite can increase or decrease in depressive disorders. Carefully record client weight and identify any gains or losses. Tantrums at meals and stealing or hoarding food for constant nibbling can reflect a need to soothe the emotional distress of depression. In contrast, refusing to take the time to eat can reflect the hyperactivity associated with a manic state. S. Sleep disturbances. Keep a record of the number of hours clients sleep each night, including the time they go to bed, the number of times they get up in the night, and the time they wake up. Difficulty falling asleep can be an indicator of anxiety. Waking up early can be an indicator of depression. Sleeping in late can be a response to dysthymia, where people feel sad in the morning, but then feel better as the day progresses. Remaining in bed and sleeping or dozing for long periods of time during both night and day can be a way of withdrawing that is often associated with depression. In contrast, going to bed late, getting up frequently in the night, and getting out of bed early can indicate a pattern of hyperactivity associated with a manic state. S. Suicidal thinking. Ask verbal clients if they have thought about taking their own life, if they have a plan to do so, and what, if anything, stops them. Assess if clients seem to speak often about death when such discussions are out of context. Probe whether the thinking behind self-harming behavior is related to an intent to commit suicide. Important, remove any objects that could be used for self-harm.